Today, our theme portion from the verses from Jeremiah 29 is, "And I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I've driven you, says the Lord." And I'll ask our brother Levi to come forward.
Good morning. I am Brother Levi Gelino. I live in Simi Valley, outside of Los Angeles in California. I want to begin my thoughts this morning by letting you in on one of, I think, the best parts of living in LA. Among many other great things, we have more of something than any other city in the whole world, and second place is not even close. It's actually less than half. What that is Los Angeles has the most donut stores per square mile than any city in the world. You wouldn't figure, but it is very true. I've been to all of them. We make and eat a lot of donuts. Besides donuts being very delicious, they have a pretty easily identifiable characteristic. I mentioned I was going to start my talk about donuts to a couple people, and immediately they got to what I was hoping you would think of. They have a hole in the center. You could say an emptiness. A young member of my ecclesia back home was just baptized a couple months ago, and then posted something just last week, 2 weeks ago, very honest and deeply telling on Facebook. He said, "Why do I always feel so sad and lonely?" And the answer to me was that we were meant to be feeling that way. There's some part of us that realizes that our separation from God causes a feeling of basic emptiness. It's a facet of our design, I think, that eventually drew each one of us to finding God and His Son. It's what brought us in the door, I think. And even now, with an established relationship, with a committed existence to Christ and to God, even then, the fact that God's plan and purpose has not yet been fulfilled, the fact that sin still exists in us and in the world, it leads us to a constant feeling of a need for redemption, for restoration. That, to me, is what restoring our fortunes means. It means that this is not how we were meant to be. It is not how we were designed to be. And we have a need to be restored. I'd like to remind us of the verse Brother Launchbury brought us to on Tuesday's class, Romans 8, 20 and 21. "For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of Him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God." This is what having our fortunes restored means to me. The healing, the redemption we are looking for as the spiritual Israel, separated from our God, to be reunited with Him. And this is, restoring our fortunes is a theme that comes up quite a few times in Scripture. I'm going to read just a couple verses. Zephaniah 3 verse 20 says, "At that time I will bring you in, at the time when I gather you together, for I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth, when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord." And Joel 3, verse 1 and 2. "For behold, in those days and at that time, when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. And I will enter into judgment with them there on behalf of my people and my heritage Israel, because they have scattered them among the nations and have divided up my land." And many times in Psalms, but Psalm 126 reads, "Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. This is not the way we're supposed to be. On September 18th, 2006, I witnessed something that was pretty amazing. The Los Angeles Dodgers were playing the San Diego Padres. And in the bottom of the ninth inning, the Dodgers did something that had only happened three other times in baseball history to that point. They were up for their last time. They did have two outs, and they were down four runs. The batter comes up. I'm not going to give you their names. They're all gone now. And homers to center field. 9-6. The next batter comes up and hits a home run to right field. 9-7. The next batter comes up and hits a home run to left field. They switch the pitcher. And it's 9-8. The next batter comes up, the fourth batter in a row, and hits another home run to right field. And they tie the game. The Padres scored another run in the 10th inning, and the Dodgers got up again in the 10th inning. The first batter walks, and the next batter hits another home run, and they win the game in a walk-off. And I screamed and screamed in my living room. Obviously, the team doesn't matter. I only use this example because I got to experience it just a little bit. One of the best parts of sports, I think, is the come-from-behind victory. It's one of the absolute most thrilling things in all of sports. I would say four straight home runs and then a walk-off home run to follow to win the game has to be 0.0002% of the same feeling it will be to have our fortunes restored. Our God is a God of come-from-behind wins. Our God is a God of binding broken hearts. Our God is a God that fills the emptiness. And our God will restore our fortunes.